Good morning and welcome to The Morning Show. I'm your host, Phil Huff, and with me today in a recorded interview is Dig Krizmer, who is the Rural Engagement Officer for the North Region of Innovia Foundation. Welcome to the studio, Dig.
Well, thanks, Phil. It's nice to be here. It's always a pleasure.
Nice to have you back. You're no stranger to KRFY and many of our listeners, but we always have a lot of new listeners. At least we like to think we always have a lot of new listeners. So for their benefit, tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. So I have been in Sandpoint now for over 11 years. Started, what brought me to the region was a job with Schweitzer, which was great. And so I worked there for 10 years and loved every minute of it, and then had the opportunity to kind of shift gears and get more involved in community engagement and nonprofit work through Innovia. And so that happened in August of last summer. So it's been a pretty fun and festive series of months since that transition, but it's been great so far.
I think it's probably a testament to your impact that it seems like you've been in this position for years, not just a few months.
Well, as a parent of four children, you get roped into a lot of different nonprofit, be it sports teams or arts events or other things. So yeah, the nonprofit piece has always been really important to me in my life. And being able to be on this side of it, working for Innovia, is really rewarding. Meeting donors and nonprofits and our other civic leaders, professional advisors in the community, and helping them understand how to be charitable and how to be philanthropic locally is just really rewarding.
We've had folks from Innovia on the show a number of times, but again, many listeners may be new or tuning in to this particular topic for the first time. Give us a brief overview of the Innovia Foundation, its history, its mission.
You bet. Absolutely. So the Innovia Foundation, we are a true community foundation. The origins of the foundation go back to 1974. There was a group of dedicated women. It's always the women. I love it. Dedicated women in Spokane.
Won't argue with that.
Yeah, don't argue with that nonprofit work. Who created the foundation. At the time, it was the Inland Northwest Community Foundation, really serving the needs of the communities around Spokane. And it's grown over time to now serve the 20 counties, the 10 North Idaho counties and 10 counties of Northeastern Washington, to meet people where they are and understand what the needs are in our towns and in our rural spots. And also to really help people understand that they can keep their donations local, that being a charitable giver in a variety of ways isn't just cash donations, but through real estate or other assets, and helping those assets stay here in community, which really is a huge, huge piece. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think what most people who are involved in the nonprofit world understand community foundations as sources of revenue. They provide grants and of course, repositories for philanthropy. It's where folks who are so inclined to support the community this way donate money. And so there's money in and there's money out. And yet really it's so much more, and your position's new and helping to define that so much more.
Yeah. And to that point, like, we like to say that people donate through Innovia. So Innovia, we are a 501c3 as well. But we like to think that we're really good. I joke that if you played with Tinker Toys and you had that wooden spoke in the center and then all the little wooden pieces kind of stick out of it, that's what I am for our community, is that I try to be a hub that I can help share resources and share information and really help people build upon each other so that we can be a stronger unit together. So the Community Foundation, you know, we're a charitable grant-making organization thanks to the generosity of our donors, and then also trying to be a convener and a leader to help people have conversations and bring organizations together for support. There's just a wide variety that the Community Foundation does. And being in community, one of the reasons the position was started is we realized that to best serve people, you need to listen to people where they are and have those conversations where they are and understand what those needs really are. So somebody in Spokane may not really have a clue how things are actually happening in Bonners Ferry. And even though I live in Sandpoint, I may not have a clue of what's happening in Bonners Ferry, but I know the people to go ask. And so hopefully that makes us more strategic organization and makes us more nimble and capable of responding where the true need is. And that, honestly, it brings me such joy to have those conversations and to see that someone says to me, oh, do you know so-and-so or do you know an organization? I can say, yes, yes, I do. What do you want to know? And this is what they've done and this is what they're thinking of doing. And being that source of information is great. It's great.
Really being at the center of stimulating those conversations is one of the things we really want to focus here this morning, the Community Book Club series.
But yeah.
We're going to say, wait, there's more. Before we get to that, there are some things going on right now with Innovia that
yes.
are worth noting so we don't forget to bring them up. It's springtime in the nonprofit world. That's grant season. Tell us more.
The all-overcompassing grant season. So with Innovia, we do have a couple of different grant cycles. So we have our competitive grant cycle. Those applications are closed. So if you're a nonprofit and you're interested in that process, it'll be coming back up next January. So just kind of keep in touch with me for more details on that. But for nonprofit organizations in Bonner and Boundary County, there's the Equinox Foundation, which is a local family foundation who I have the great pleasure of working for indirectly and serving to help facilitate their grant making through that foundation. And their applications are still open till middle of April, about April 15th, 18th. Double check the website. Let's go with 15th because that'll give you 3 days grace period if I'm wrong.
I seem to remember it's tax day.
So April 15th.
Lots of deadlines.
Yeah, lots of deadlines, all money related. But that's a great grant process because it really supports organizations that are operating in our county specifically. So if you're a nonprofit and you're interested, get your applications in. And then the other piece that Innovia has is in several years ago through our Leadership Council, which is a group of really awesome, wonderful volunteers in our community who get together to help, again, guide the foundation and give us insights into what's going on and some deeper thoughts, created a community fund called the Bonner Boundary Forever Fund. And that fund, we will be making some grant-making decisions with some funds that are in there thanks to a huge partnership with STCU. They donated $10,000 to each county and five for the endowment and five for grant-making. So I think total for the county this year is about $12,500, which, Phil, you sit on that council, speak to that.
For the sake of full disclosure, I'm part of the Leadership Council and was helpful in getting this fund set up. And it's in its infancy, and it's really exciting that here just in year two already we're going to be able to award grants out of it, a substantial size, thanks to STCU.
And I would love to see this tool continue to grow. And I would really love to see more organizations and individuals. So, yes, say that you have a special area of interest that you like to donate to, but you really overall would like to be able to contribute to community and wherever the biggest need is at any given time, then donating to that community fund is really the way to do that. And donations, you can do them any time of the year. We also love planned giving in terms of end of year gifts or estate gifts. Think about as you're building out your estate plan, take care of your kids, take care of anybody you care about it. That's right. It's a 5% campaign. Leave 5% to the community so that we can, continue to thrive. There's so many challenges right now in Bonner and Boundary County, and those that live here and love here, whether you just got here last week or you've been here for 60 years, let's give back, and through this community fund is a great way to do that.
So many people, when they're thinking of their legacy, naturally think of things like, of course, their children and their family, their alma mater, a particular cause they may be close to that may be regional or national or local. But then there's folks who are probably wondering, how do I leave a legacy for my community?
Yeah, absolutely. I like to think I learned a ton in college, but my God, what have I learned since I've lived in Bonner County? Mind-blowing. So how can I give back to that and all the wonderful things that have happened for my kids and family?
And if we're thinking off in the future, the next generation, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, it's impossible to sit around the table and know what the emergent needs will be in the year 2050, 2055. Yeah. But we know we want to help towards those.
Correct. Absolutely. So that's why it's an endowed fund. And the endowed fund exists for perpetuity. Mm-hmm. And that means that the donations we make today continue to grow and support us for generations, which is really impressive. And a huge thank you to our donors already in community who have funds with us or who have already donated to different to the community fund or to the other organizations. We can't do this work without you. And so I am so in awe of that forward-thinking generosity. So thank you for being a part of that process. It's pretty incredible. It's humbling to be around.
It's really a great opportunity.
Yeah.
We're here today to talk about the upcoming summit and the book club associated with it. So let's unpack that. What's the summit about?
Okay, so Leadership Summit. In the past, Inovia has sponsored a two-day Leadership Summit, which was held in Spokane. And one of the things we've realized is that not everybody likes to go to Spokane. Heck, I don't even like to go across the Long Bridge, right? So
now we have listeners in Spokane, so be careful here.
I like them too, but people in Sandpoint may not necessarily want to make that trek. So what we've decided at the foundation this year is we're kind of bringing the summit into community. So this year, in conjunction with the book club, we'll be offering our leadership summit in Sandpoint on May 2nd. We'll also have a satellite location in Colville and also in Lewiston that day. And the first part of the summit in those rural locations will be, again, kind of a state of the community. And let's talk and see how everybody is. General public is invited to attend. You can sign up online at inovia.org. That registration should be available this week. And in conjunction with that, we really want to encourage conversation in community. So we were inspired by the Delaware Community Foundation, who has hosted book clubs in the past. So this year we decided to attack the book club model ourselves. And we had the opportunity to read I Never Thought of It That Way by Monica Guzman. The Bonner County Human Rights Task Force also had a book club on Monica's book earlier this winter, which sparked some great conversation. And so I was thrilled that we get to have a second round at discussing Monica's book. And basically, the book, we live in some pretty crazy divisive times. And Monica, the author, is a liberal-loving Seattleite, and her parents are not. They are Mexican immigrants who have voted for Trump twice, and her reality is that she loves her family, and her family loves her, but they were not communicating. And so they needed to figure out a way to get past the divides and really get to the meat of a conversation so that they could find ways forward. And it's a great read. It's not a hard read, but it's a good read in the sense that it really does challenge you to kind of think of things in other ways. And I never thought of it that way, or your perspective. I never thought of it that way. So we're really looking forward to the book clubs. You can still sign up to join a book club. We'll find you a group in the region, or if you're open to meeting new folks around the region, we can do that too. Or if you want to host a club in your community with your friends and family, please do so. You can sign up and then get the book for $10 through Inovia. And then it gets us into this conversation that we want to have region-wide.
So we'll get to the mechanics of the book club in a moment. Let's talk a little bit more about Monica's thesis.
Yeah.
And I've just picked up the book literally yesterday and started reading it. So I've not finished. Don't tell you how the ending
goes. I won't tell
how it ends,
but she, one of the quotes that I was really struck with from Monica's book is she says, "Those who are underrepresented in your lives will always be overrepresented in our imaginations."
Mm-hmm.
And it's that concept that really struck with me, that when I don't know, it takes on that fear of the unknown takes on such a giant, huge mountain in my head. And then once you actually get there, you realize, okay, it's not really as horrible, as terrible as I thought it was. And I really appreciate that in her book and in her writing, that once we have these conversations, you realize that it's something you are so terrified of, or you think is the end of the world, or the sky is falling because somebody thinks differently from you, isn't the case.
Yeah. She explores some really primal emotions.
Yeah.
And fear drives an awful lot of conflict. And I love how she, even in the opening, you can see where she's going with it, goes immediately to curiosity. And I've long been a proponent that we could resolve a lot of conflicts, internal conflicts within ourselves as well as external, simply by being more empathetic and more curious. Ask more questions.
Yes, exactly. And that's her asking more questions. When you're faced with something that you don't understand, don't shut it off and run away from it, but why? What? How? Explain to me. And doing it in a manner that opens conversation, that curiosity piece is key. That's what we've actually called this, is, you know, curious conversations. I think it's important right now. There's so many different things going on in our rural communities. We have got to find a way to talk to each other. And Monica's book, I think, gives us a really good set of tools. We had the opportunity to meet Monica the other day as we were talking about the event and having her speaking. So she'll be simulcast to these rural communities. And she was, I think that she got so excited, you know, because it's one thing for people in, you know, urban centers that may have different challenges that we do in the rural community. And sometimes rural communities, we feel like we're not being listened to. And so Monica, her enthusiasm to actually engage in conversation with the rural communities, I'm very excited. I think she will bring a lot to everybody across the whole spectrum. I really do.
Yeah. The conversation is really about both opening up as well as listening.
Correct.
And she explores this in a really profound way. And when we get into the heart of the matter for her was exploring this with her loved ones, where the real work's to be done is in extending that to people that we don't automatically love unconditionally.
Correct.
We have conditions. And so, you know, how to break down those conditions
and
judgments.
Yeah.
How do we do that?
Yeah. No, I think most people, I like to look at it this way. If somebody talks about something that I don't understand, I'm going to go look at it and read it and try and get my own perspective on it. And I think that's a lot. I feel very validated with Monica's approach that way. So for folks out there who might be like, I don't know about this book club thing, give it a shot. Pick up the book, read the first couple of chapters, see what you think. Honestly, it won't take long. And then join the conversation. So that's the important thing.
How is this going to work? Are we going to meet around your coffee room table once a week between now and May?
You know, that's the fun part about this is that depending on the book club, there's a variety of ways to do it. We really hope that people will get together at least once to talk about the book prior to the author event at the Leadership Summit, just to do exactly what we're hoping, which is have conversation. But if there's a traditional book club that wants to get together, I have a friend in Boundary County who she's going to do every Saturday morning, which I think is phenomenal. And whoever can show up and join in the conversation is welcome. And so if you have a traditional book club where you want to meet and go, you know, have a glass of wine at the winery and talk about the book, or if you want to meet the library here in Sandpoint, they've offered the opportunity to get one of the conference spaces together as they did for the earlier book discussion. Any format is welcome. And we will have some virtual options. So if you are not in a position to get to town or be in person, we're happy to set you up on a virtual group as well.
It's tricky. The right amount of wine can aid conversation. Too much wine might
no
get
whiskey.
In the way.
No, just kidding. But I think, you know, again, we want people to really read and talk. And so wherever you're most comfortable doing that, or that you're in a space where you're ready to engage, let's do that. Let's meet you there. And that's what we're hoping for.
So this is open to everyone?
Yes.
And how do people sign up?
Easily. Go to innovia.org. That's INNOVIA.org. And you'll see the link for the community book clubs immediately on the homepage. And then that, again, I do want to reiterate, if you don't participate in the book club, we wish you did. But you're still welcome to come to the Leadership Summit event, where a lot of what we're going to learn from Monica's presentation is really applicable to the work that we're doing as a community foundation, which is that listening and engaging and bringing people to the table for conversation. And
even if you couldn't make the summit, getting hold of the book is still a fabulous portal to the conversation.
Absolutely.
So, tell us more about the summit, how long, and why should people come to the summit?
Why should people come to the summit? It is an opportunity to connect, and it's an opportunity to really hear how those of us who live here are trying to make a difference and trying to work together to create thriving communities. So our event in Sandpoint will happen at the Agricultural Center, the U of I Agricultural Center. Doors open at like 5-ish. We're going to have some food from 5:30 to 6:30. Food and conversation facilitated by Innovia kind of during that first hour. And then have a little break. And then Monica will be a simulcast from her live speaking event in Spokane. And so she'll speak from about 7 to 8 o'clock. And then there'll be a little bit of time for question and answer and more discussion after. And hopefully wrapping up around 8:30. So it's an evening to come, have dinner together, talk about community, talk about the foundation, the work that we've done, the partners in our community. There are some amazing organizations who are doing some great things, and we want to share that. And then having Monica's presentation, and then some time to really kind of digest both figuratively and literally together, the rest of that evening. So the format will be similar. Also over in Colville, at the that'll be at the community college in Colville, same time frame. And then in Lewiston, they'll actually kind of be moving from one side of the street, the wine bar, across the street to the presentation area.
Well, hopefully they can put a cork in the bottle and take it with them.
Bring them over. Yeah, we'll see.
But, so this is going to be going on simultaneously throughout the 20 county region.
The main event is in Spokane, and then the satellite events. So, which I'm really looking forward to that, because I think in the past, you know, the people who've attended the Leadership Summit have had a wonderful time, and they've been able to connect and learn. But that shouldn't be exclusive just to the people who can get to Spokane.
Yeah.
So hence why we really want to do this. And the ticket charge is like $10. So it's a nominal donation, as it were, to the organization for the meal and the time together.
Yeah, the events in Spokane, I've been to two of them, have been wonderful.
Yeah.
But it is a commitment of time and resources, more than $10 in gas to go down
easily,
to Spokane, and a day or two of everyone's time. So not everyone can do that.
Right. Hence why I was really excited with this model, because I think it's important for us to be in the communities we're serving, and having the summit in the community makes sense. So
this book is part one of the book series. Tell us about part two.
So part two is what we're hoping is, by reading Monica's book and understanding that we need to be challenging ourselves to have these curious conversations and engaging with other people. We've had a speaker come to the Leadership Summit, Erin Jones. She's spoken to Leadership Summits for Inovia in the past. And she has a book called Bridges to Heal Us. And it's stories and strategies for racial healing. And some people I've encountered when I tell them that this is the second book in our series and that she'll be speaking on May 31st, we'll have an event again in Sandpoint at the Heartwood Center that day. People are like, well, we don't need to hear about this. We live in the rural community. But if you look beyond, it's more the strategies and tools of how we can deal with each other and how we can work to understand where everybody comes from. And that these are important discussions for our communities to be having. Living in rural communities and urban communities, it doesn't matter. We need to be more aware and an open conversation that may feel frightening, and not be afraid of it. And Erin is a phenomenal speaker. Definitely worth attending that.
So Erin's book, Bridges to Heal Us, will also be a book club focus.
Correct.
So folks can sign up for that now?
Yeah, as soon as we're kind of wrapped up getting everyone dialed into, I never thought of it that way, and we'll kind of shift gears and then start really getting folks interested in getting together to discuss Bridges to Heal Us. And again, I'm sure that there will be both virtual and in-person clubs as well. And again, our intention is to really have these conversations about things that we don't talk about, or we're scared to talk about, or that put up big red flags that shouldn't, because conversation is good. Conversation is healthy.
And then things will culminate with an event on the 31st.
Correct.
Where, similar to the first one, people will gather at...
So in Sandpoint, we'll gather at the Heartwood Center. Again, same kind of time frame. We'll do, again, 5:30 dinner with everyone, 5:30, 6:30. And then Erin will speak from 7 to 8. And again, a little bit of time after, about a half an hour for question and answer. And again, you know, we just want to encourage the community to participate and to think outside their box and read something different, and then bring thoughts, comments, questions, concerns to each other, so that we can talk about this and talk about racial healing and talk about strategies on how to be better to each other, which is in conjunction with also with Monica's book, kind of setting the stage and then leading us into some deeper discussions. So I'm excited about it. I haven't had a chance to really dive into Erin's book yet. I've only been able to get toward the first couple of pages, because I'm still focused on getting Monica's together. But overall, I think it's good for us.
I remember listening to her speak a couple years ago. She's a fabulous speaker.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And if anyone's interested, you know, head on to the internet and Google both Monica Guzman or Erin Jones. And the names of the books and the podcasts that they've done in the past, or TED Talks, are available. We'll have some of those linked from our website, inovia.org, as well, if people want to see who exactly is this and what are they talking about, to get a little, you know, in little knowledge ahead of time. That's a great resource too.
So it's a grand project, and it's going to occupy a fair amount of space over the next couple of months for a lot of people.
Yes.
What does Inovia hope for as an outcome in the big picture?
Conversation. And that's so key. Our hope is that by taking time to get together and discuss and convene and really have these harder conversations, as we are faced with harder conversations in community, we're going to have tools to be able to have those discussions. You know, there's so much going on right now in terms of our healthcare system in Bonner County, in terms of education in North Idaho. There's a lot of hard discussions that need to happen. So how are we going to do this as a community? And how are we going to move forward as a community? So our hope is that these book clubs, one, they're going to give us different things to think about. Two, they're going to create new relationships with people that you may not have met before, that you can have a conversation with now that you didn't think you could. So that when we get into bigger community discussions, we're going to have that framework. We're going to have some sort of a comfort level to continue to engage with each other. And that's so important. And I don't want to let go of that personally or professionally. I love it here. And love all the people that we get to know here. And so how can we continue to make this a thriving place? We're going to have some hard conversations. So let's do the work. Let's do the work.
That's good words. It's hard to follow that with much of anything. What a great note to bring things towards a conclusion here. And as we do, one more time about how individuals who are listening and might not have caught the information the first time, how can folks sign up for the book club, learn more about the summit, and participate?
Yeah, the easiest way easiest thing to do is go to innovia.org, INNOVIA.org. And registration information for the book club is there. That's where everything will be up about the Leadership Summit. If you know me personally, feel free to text me, call me, or email me. I'm always happy to respond and always happy to have conversation. And if there's any questions about anything that the foundation is doing in community with regards to our nonprofit work or with regards to donors or understanding what is being a donor, what's that look like, or how can I be charitable in my community, or how can I contribute after I'm no longer here, by all means, reach out. I'm happy to have those conversations and help you find a strategy. And then just reach out to us. Innovia is here to help us be happy here and love it here, as we all do. So we just want to continue doing that.
Well, we always enjoy having yourself, Dig, and others from Innovia on the show to talk about the many programs. And hopefully by the time the second book club wraps up, there's some plans in the future for more of them. I'm sure folks will be wanting to read more.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I think there's some trepidation, like, oh gosh, book club. Like, what kind of commitment is this? And, you know, do I have to read? And, you know, so we want to try and make sure that people understand we're not asking a huge, you know, time commitment, or we want this to be a positive learning experience for everybody. So get a copy of the book and read it, participate in some conversation, and we'll look forward to seeing you on May 2nd and then again on May 31st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you once again, Dig, and Rural Engagement Officer from the North Region of Innovia Foundation. If you've just tuned in, this is KRFY 88.5 FM. And if you caught part of this or just want to listen to the entire interview again, you can go to krfy.org, click on the podcast section, and download the podcast. Thank you, Dig.
You're welcome. Thanks, Phil.